Cheeto Jesus had a session where he was supposed to be listening to the victims of the Parkland shooting massacre. And he should call it pretend to listen, because his suggestion was to arm teachers. One of the suggestions he came with arming teachers. Now, you can tell, thank God that there weren't armed teachers at Trump University. Well, scratch that, they were not even real teachers at Trump University. What could happen? I mean, underpaid teachers in overcrowded, underfunded schools with guns, what could possibly go wrong? We expect teachers and policemen to be everything in our society, and now we've given them the task of being Rambo. We want to give them the task of being Rambo. Policemen, teachers have to be mothers and social workers and mental health care professionals. They're not equipped to do it. They're not dirty hampers where we put everything that we can't do into. We don't pay them like that. Teachers are supposed to stop mass shooters. In 2009, there was a mass shooting at Fort Hood. 17 died. In 2013, at Fort Hood, a military installation where I'm assuming there were guns. In 2013, at the D.C. Naval Yard, 13 people were killed. Another military installation where I'm assuming there were guns. In 2014, Fort Hood, again, 3 people were shot in a mass shooting. Another military installation. But we want teachers to stop mass shootings. In 1999, in Los Angeles, in Northridge, there were 2 armed robbers who broke into a bank. Now, these robbers were covered head to toe in Kevlar. It was a huge story. It actually changed policing in Los Angeles. They broke into a Bank of America. They were approached by the police. They shot it out with the police. They took on an entire precinct. For 44 minutes, there were 12 officers shot and 5 policemen. The policemen were shooting with shotguns and 9mm. And it was just bouncing off of them. They were walking down the street. You can pull up the video right now. They were bouncing. Policemen were so overmatched, they were running to gun stores to appropriate other guns. They tried to get guns that would match the firepower these 2 men had. 44 minutes and 2,000 rounds later, SWAT arrives and engaged them with better tactics and better weapons. And the 2 were killed. 1 committed suicide. But you want teachers to take on. You know what happens when there's a mass shooting and trained police officers get there? They wait for other trained police officers. They don't go into a building without backup. But you want the PE teacher and the social worker, the science teacher, to get together and take down a mass shooter with an assault weapon. 75% of America's teachers are women. They didn't sign up to be Rambo. They didn't sign up for hand-to-hand combat. They can barely teach you. We don't trust them to teach biology. Why are we making policemen and teachers the catch-all for all our societal ills? We don't trust teachers to teach our children sex ed, but you want to give them a 6-hour. We don't respect them, and we want to give them weapons. Right now in America, in the winter, in Baltimore, there are teachers and students, they don't have heat in their classrooms. Teachers routinely have to buy their own supplies. So now what you're asking them is to ask for paper and extra clips for their gun. That's a little note from the GED section. We got the Jazz Report coming up. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.